Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
Joe Maddalena, are you there? Have I got your name right, Joe?
I am here. You got my name right. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for being with us. Joe is the Executive Vice President of Heritage Auctions. And I don't know how many times I've mentioned this on the air over the past, since Sunday, April 24th, when I saw this ad, which just was like, I've seen ads for auctions before, but this was Americana and Political, treasures from the collection of Melvin Pete Mark Jr., signature auction starting May 7th, and there in front of me is a picture of one of these Enigma encrypting machines used by the Germans, which you're auctioning off, right?
I mean, yeah, it's unbelievable, right? Most people don't realize what it was.
It's so unbelievable. I mean, yeah. I really like the Imitation Game movie, and I'm looking at this, and questions are just stacked up in my brain like planes trying to come into the airport. First of all, well, let's start with you guys. Where does Heritage Auctions come from? What's the history of that?
Okay, so we're in Dallas, Texas. We started our company in 1976, and it was a coin company. They built a business into the largest coin auction house in the world. And about 21 years ago, they started adding new categories. The first category was movie posters. Then they actually went into comic books. And since then, the company has grown to 750 employees, 18 locations around the world. The campus that I'm at in Dallas is 7 acres, so 300,000 square feet of footage. We're the third largest auction house in the world. Sotheby's and Christie's are one and two, and they fluctuate between who's one and two, and we're number three. So over $1.4 billion in revenue in 2021, and on track to beat that this year. So, yeah, we're a dominant force in that world.
What do all the employees do there, and what is all that space used for? Are you in possession of future auction items, or what's going on?
We have about 1,000 auctions a year.
Wow.
And we're processing, and we sell over 400,000 items a year. So if you just wrap your mind around the scale.
I'm trying to.
Yeah. Imagine an Amazon fulfillment plant.
Yeah.
Very, very similar.
I get it. But the idea of starting, well, any business and then growing it and being a success is what people in America like to hear about. But
yeah, well, the players are all very entrepreneurial. They're all collectors, and they saw, the synergy of, like what you collect, other people collect. And, you realize since COVID, things have really exploded. People have had a lot more time to collect. And, you see it now with, the NFTs, and it's just exponentially growing in art and baseball cards and comic books and trading cards and video games. We sold a video game for $1.5 million.
What video game was that?
Mario. The first Mario, yeah.
And so an auction house takes a percentage of the winning bid? Is that how you make money?
Yeah, we take a percentage from the buyer and a percentage from the seller. So we're the middleman.
Gotcha.
The seller gets the lion's share of the money. Yeah.
So how does this grow over the years? I'm interested and yet baffled at the same time how to start an auction house that just gets larger and larger and larger with more employees and more construction on headquarters to the point where you're at right now. Can you explain that? I mean, I know that you said initially it was coins, and then it went...
Right. Think about a law firm. So a law firm starts out, maybe there are a couple of partners, and over time they start adding more partners. And the partners basically that come into a law firm have clients, right? So they bring their clients over and they become a partner. They keep adding to the base. So you know, we have a couple of hundred people who are consignment directors who basically are the earners. They're specialists. They're all the experts in these 41 different categories that we, you know, we're selling wine, we sell homes. I mean, it's a wide demographic of what we sell. So you have specialists. So each one of those specialists has clients and relationships. So it just grows exponentially. And then the crossover between all those departments, like the comic department, just to give you some idea, comic books will do $250 million this year.
You know, this
so
is...
Like,
no, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, just when you... It's hard, when people like that, they, like you, they have to take a second and pause and be like, it's hard to wrap your mind around in some ways, but in some ways it's not, you know?
How did you get into this business?
My parents were antique dealers on the East Coast. I just grew up in, you know, this world and, you know, this is all I've ever done.
So... You would also have to have a staff of appraisers, I would imagine. Somebody comes to you and says, I've got this. And
that's what the experts do. So to become, when you're an expert, you're the expert. So, you know, you don't need an appraiser. You are the appraiser. So it's like, yeah, because you've been doing this your whole life. If you're an American art expert, you're the expert. So, you know, you don't need an appraiser to tell you what something was worth, you know. Usually the appraisers come to us for advice.
Right. So this isn't the Antiques Roadshow is what you're saying.
Yeah, no. Well, the Antiques Roadshow would come to us and be like, we think it's worth $12,000. And we're like, no, it's really worth $90,000.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah.
So we're talking with Joe Maddalena, who is the Executive Vice President of Heritage Auctions, who May 7th will have an auction starting... including an Enigma encrypting machine that was used by the German military in World War II. And it says here, these are treasures from the collection of Melvin Pete Mark Jr. Can you tell us who he is?
Sure. So Pete is what he went by. He was a guy who grew up on the East Coast, went to the University of Virginia, moved to Oregon in the 1950s, and was a developer and a big commercial developer, and built a tremendous amount of property in downtown Portland. Most of the buildings down in that city were built by his Melvin Mark properties. Pete was one of the biggest philanthropists in Oregon, built the Portland Art Museum, donated $50 million to build it, rebuild it. Just a huge, huge contributor to the arts and, you know, like him, his wife, Mary, they, you know, for years, major philanthropist. Mm-hmm. And Pete was a collector. He collected his whole life, and this was his passion, and he passed away in 2017. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the family decided... to part with this, only a portion of his collection, to sell some of these things. And the things that we're selling, actually, the money is going to go to charity. I mean, they're giving this money back to the art, to museums, because this is what Pete would have wanted.
Oh, that's so great. That's fantastic.
Yeah. It's an amazing, the whole story is amazing.
Well, stay on the line there, Joe, because I got more questions, and I know you're going to have the answers to them when we come back on 720 WGN. And I'm John Landecker. It's 719. We're with Joe Maddalena, who's the Executive Vice President of Heritage Auctions, and they're getting ready for an auction on May 7th, I understand, from the ad I saw in the paper, right?
Yes, it's the Melvin Mark Collection.
Right.
It's 107 items from the birth of America. You know, first of all, 1733, which is a Magna Carta, which is the birth of democracy, and then we range and we go through the seminal documents in American history. Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, Constitution.
Whoa. Wait a minute.
You have them all.
You have these?
All of these are in this auction, yep.
You have the Magna Carta.
We have the 1733 Magna Carta. So this is the first time that the Magna Carta was reproduced, and it was reproduced in 1733 in a very small quantity. So this is one of those copies.
Just amazing. So,
yeah.
How about this Enigma machine? Where in the world, how was that obtained?
So the Germans probably had thousands of these during the war. Each place they would have two. You'd have to have one Enigma machine to communicate with another Enigma machine. Basically, it was a way they had such an advantage on anybody they would fight against, because these machines were unbreakable. They had a million different combinations of codes they could transmit. So you know, as the war went on, we finally figured out a way to crack the Enigma, and it was one of the ways it helped us, get right. ahead of the Germans at a point in time.
Right.
So they estimate at the end of the war, maybe a few hundred of these survived. Churchill had most of them destroyed, because he hated these things, mm-hmm. And then the ones that survived over the years, remember, 1940 is a long time ago, right? So it's like 8 years now. So, they went by the wayside. So, some survived. I mean, like time capsules, that was taken by a soldier or it left somewhere. Like this one was made in 1944. It's a late war one, but it's in perfect condition. Probably was used, and it was probably recovered in, a raid or something, mm-hmm. and taken probably to spoil the war. It's totally original. It's a three rotor. It's fantastic. I mean, these are, no matter what you think of the Germans in World War II, this is so far beyond that because of what it is. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just an amazing machine. So it's already at $115,000. So it probably will sell for over $200,000 is my guess.
So bids have already come in.
Yeah, people have been bidding for the last 3 weeks, they've been every single day online, and the actual auction takes place at 1:00 Central Time in Dallas on Saturday, and those bids then convert into bids on the book, and then the auctioneer starts the auction, so the bids go up from there.
Are people allowed to, do you stream the auction, or is there any way for an outsider, really?
Yeah, you can go to our website, which is ha.com. It's really simple, Heritage Auctions, ha.com.
Yeah.
And you can click on the Melvin Mark link, 1:00, and you can watch the auction live. You can watch our great auctioneer, Mike Sadler. He'll tell you all about the items. It'll be a history lesson. It'll probably last 2 or 3 hours, and you'll learn a tremendous amount and be amazed at what some of these things sell for.
Oh, no doubt about that. I was looking at, these are not along the level of significance, at least in my mind, with the Enigma machine, but I didn't even know that Captain Kirk had a phaser rifle, but apparently you sold one for $615,000.
It was from the pilot episode. It's a very, if you're a Star Trek fan, it's a very famous episode. So yeah, there was only one made, so it's a one of a kind piece. Star Trek is it's got a whole lot.
Yeah, that's got to be a whole rabbit hole, Star Trek. I mean,
yeah, Star Trek and Star Wars for sure.
Yeah, and an Abraham Lincoln pocket knife for $519,000. Now I can understand interest in that. Not that I don't understand Star Wars and Star Trek interest, but that just seems to me to be truly a unique item that you guys had for auction. Yeah.
And that's what it is. What we sell, everything you could possibly imagine, from a Michael Jordan rookie card, a Michael Jordan, game worn jersey, to paintings by Thomas Hart Benton or Winslow Homer, to famous coins. It's really, it runs the gamut. But my main expertise is in this area of Americana, where it books historical documents.
And I see here, I got this off some kind of information about your company on the internet. You have more than 1,500,000 registered bidder members. So I'm assuming that to bid, you have to be a member.
Yeah, once you register on our site, we acknowledge you as a member, because you will get newsletters and communications and stuff. So we get about 60,000 unique views a day. Thousands of phone calls. It's a very sophisticated business model. I mean, we have offices in Hong Kong, London, Brussels, Amsterdam, all over the world.
Man, fascinating, I got to tell you. Well, thank you, Joe. Yeah. Thank you so much for being with us. It's just been great.
You're welcome.
Great talking to you. And I, for one, am more than likely going to be logging on to that streaming auction. That was Joe Maddalena, who is the executive vice president of Heritage Auctions. And as I've said, I don't know how many times, and now everybody will be, oh, thank goodness, he doesn't have to mention that anymore, conducting this auction that starts May 7th.